Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Niro. Now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 8:39, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey, and some unexpected news this morning. Shamrock Rovers are the SSE Electricity League Premier Division champions. And I know I was probably getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I was looking forward to a title showdown between Rovers and Derry City at the weekend. Well, there won't be that. There won't be a title on the line when they meet on Sunday, because Derry slipped up again last night, playing out a scoreless draw away to Sligo Rovers. So with two games to go now, Rovers have made it three league titles in a row, and deservingly so as well. They really have kept their nerve, despite a little wobble towards the end. Rory Higgins is the Derry City manager, and he's been speaking with Eric White.
Obvious question, but how disappointed are you not to make Sunday's game, not to keep it meaningful?
Very, very disappointed. We wanted to go down there and keep it interesting. That was the plan. That's what we wanted from Friday, Monday. Let's go down the Tala with something to play for. But congratulations to them. They've been the most consistent team, and people have sort of said that they've stumbled the last while. If you actually look at the form guide, they haven't really. They've had a couple of draws, but they've won the majority of their games. So, but we know we're getting closer. We know the head-to-heads between us we've been very, very good on. And I think they know we're getting closer as well. So it's important we go down there on Sunday and again show the level of performance that we're capable of.
The progress that has been made in the last 12 months or so, and I think the message from this season will be that you're very much hunting them down again for next year.
Yep, that was the plan. I think there's been rapid progression. I think 18, 19, 20, I don't know how long it was, we were bottom of the league. So it's been drastic improvement. The players are a credit to themselves. They train so hard every day. They live their lives properly, and they're getting better. And we have a real good age profile in the squad. There's a real crop, early to mid 20s, who have real scope for improvement, and we're excited about what the squad can develop into over the next 12, 24 months.
Yeah, and they have that cup final to look forward to as well against Shelburne in the night's other game. Shelburne and UCD drew 1-1. One game in the Premier League, West Ham beat Bournemouth by 2-0. Aston Villa have confirmed Unai Emery as their new manager, former Arsenal manager, of course, and he's been working with the Spanish side Villarreal. Champions League tonight, the live match on RTE2 is the meeting of Borussia Dortmund and Manchester City. That's at 8. The programme is on air at 7:30. City top of Group G, 3 points clear of Dortmund. Donegal have appointed Paddy Carr as their new football manager. Aidan O'Rourke will work alongside him as head coach. Damien Lawler has all the details.
Paddy Carr has been ratified as the new Donegal senior football manager, with Aidan O'Rourke installed as head coach. They have been given an initial 2-year term, with a review to follow after the first year. Local reports stated that whilst both men interviewed separately for the position, they came together last week to form a new management setup. Donegal were looking for a manager since late July, when Declan Bonner stepped down from the role. 2012 All-Ireland winner Rory Kavanagh was in pole position for the job, but is believed he stepped out of the running last week. From there, Carr and O'Rourke combined their experience. Both men are vastly experienced in the game. Carr featured for Donegal in the 1980 Ulster Senior Football Championship and led Kilmacook Crokes to the 2009 All-Ireland Senior title. Meanwhile, O'Rourke is very highly regarded in the game also. A former Louth manager, he was part of backroom setups in Kildare, Armagh and Down. The appointment means that only Ross Common are yet to appoint a new senior football manager for the 2023 season.
Three players have been shortlisted for the Tichy Cahir Seniors Player of the Year Award: Meath's Emma Duggan, Donegal's Niamh McLaughlin and Kerry's Louise Nímhartaigh. They're the players in the running for the 2022 award, and it'll be announced at the All-Star Awards next month. Sky Sports and the GAA have confirmed to end their 9-year broadcast deal. The GAA is expected to announce their latest media rights deal in the coming days. This time tomorrow, we hope Ireland will have played their Super 12 match against England in the T20 World Cup. And I say hope because the weather is not promised good in the Melbourne area tomorrow. Irish all-rounder George Dockrell has tested positive for COVID. He becomes the first positive test at the tournament. His symptoms are very mild, but In line with current protocols in Australia, he is available to play. He will not be interacting with the rest of the squad outside the matches themselves. He will travel separately on match day and training days. Nathan Johns has been speaking with Curtis Camphor about that situation.
That's life, that's COVID, that's how it goes, kind of. You're always going to have challenges, and it's always going to be like that. I suppose we've had tours before where people have been affected. So we're just happy that he's in good health and that all is okay. I think we've got a job at hand to do, and we just got to focus on that. There's no point in focusing on anything really extraordinary or things behind the scenes, you know. At the end of the day, we're here to play England tomorrow and to do well.
How much of a concern is the weather? The forecast isn't great, and I think this is the one game that everybody wanted to not be rained off out of all the Super 12s games.
Yeah, I think that's just life, isn't it? Like, when you have one of the big games and there's always rain around, it's never great. Hopefully the rain can stay away and we can get out there and put a spectacle on, because that's the last thing you want is when you're playing England, one of the best teams in the world, at one of the most iconic stadiums, that you get rained off, you know. But hopefully, so maybe we can use the rain to our favour, and if it's a little bit rain affected, we can come out guns blazing, do really nice and have a big impact and maybe turn them over.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I hope to bring you good news about that cricket match tomorrow morning, Rachel.